Look at John 7, 37. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried. This was in the feast days. Jesus stood and cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the Scripture hath said, out of his belly," or out of his innermost being, which is a better translation, "out of his innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. But this spake he of the Spirit, which they that believe on him should receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Christ was not yet glorified." Jesus is speaking a prophetic word that the time will come, and he's talking about Pentecost, the time will come when the Holy Spirit will become active in this world in a very real way, and out of your innermost being shall flow rivers of living water. Now, the Holy Spirit is resident within you. Jesus breathed upon his disciples, and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Spirit." But nothing happened to them. He just breathed upon them and said, "Now the Holy Spirit is within you." When you said, "Jesus Christ is my Lord," you said that in the power of the Holy Spirit, if you meant it. There's a lot of folks who can say it but don't have any meaning for it. But if you meant it, it came as a heart statement. The Spirit of God became resident within you at that time. But he's still dormant within you. Nothing has happened. There's been no outer manifestation. Jesus talked about an experience, a necessary experience, which would uncork the well, allow the rivers of living water inside of you to begin to flow, and he called that experience a baptism experience. He called it the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit doesn't do the baptizing. Jesus said, "I will baptize you in the Holy Spirit." And that's the experience that sets the rivers of living water free within you. The baptism releases the well. Now, the purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to get the water out of you to others. Jesus said in Acts 1:8, "You will receive power after the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be," what? "Witnesses unto all of these areas of the earth." The purpose of the baptism of the Holy Spirit is to get the water out of you to others who are thirsty. You have already had your thirst quenched when you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and as your Savior. Now, you may be hungry, but you'll not be thirsty anymore. A man can go a long time without being fed, but he can't go without drinking water. And you have the living water within you. But the purpose of having the living water within you is so that you can feed others, so that you can share it with others. There is no purpose in simply being an isolated or solitary Christian. You are to have that within you so that you can give it on, you can share it with the world, so that the kingdom can be expanded. Because the very essence of God is love, and love shares.